Well, we have a few moments before the next program starts, which gives me time to tell you something about... Well, something about me, really. I'm quite tall, sort of ruggedly handsome, and I wear a corduroy jacket with patches on the elbows. I got a BBC haircut, and I'm completely unattached. Well, I am now. You see, Tony left me last night. She left a note on the Argo saying she'd run off with a Radio 3 announcer. Apparently she can't cope with the stigma of living with someone who introduced the Hinge and Bracket show. I mean, my God, someone has to introduce the Hinge and Bracket show as part of the job. I try to disguise my voice when I do it, but it's no good. I'm a social pariah. Other announcers snigger at me in the canteen, and then... What?
Wait, I'm
sorry. Now, what's next? Ah, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Radio 2 is thrice and four times blessed to present Roy Hudd and his best friends in Hudwinks, a show that takes the lid off Moroccan cooking, then puts it back and settles for egg and chips instead. This week...
Railway 86, the movie. There are two major characteristics that separate the human race from the rest of the animal kingdom. One is man's instinctive aptitude for doubling his heartbeat when the rate's demand arrives. The other is his natural obsession for progress, to climb higher, to probe deeper, to travel faster, and to try and comprehend the mystery of why little and larger in show business. This radio movie is about two things: progress and British Rail, which, as you know, go together like a horse and carriage, and at about the same speed. Our epic begins amidst the flurry and bustle on the brimming concourse of King's Cross Station.
Hey, what are you looking at, Jimmy?
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, can you lend us a quid for a cup of tea? Hey, Jimmy, hey.
Certainly not. Now, will you please give me a single ticket for the 9:15 switch?
All right, Jimmy. One senior citizen single tape switch coming up.
I am not a senior citizen.
You will be by the time the 9:15 tape switch arrives. All right, he's next.
Hey, Porter. Porter, I say Porter.
Do you mind, madam?
Sorry?
If only you people would take time out to study the NUR's manifesto on job classification, you'd be aware that I am now officially known as a passenger personal belongings distributive technician.
Oh, dear, and I got all this luggage and £5 to anybody who can help me with it. Never mind.
I'm a porter. I'm a porter.
Hello, British Rail Information.
Excuse me, how much is a cheap day return to Margate, please?
Look, if you've got to ask the price, you can't afford it, can you? Don't pester someone else, will you? I'm busy. Right, Bert, I'll see your pair of eights raise you a tasharoon, all right?
Yes, what was the reason for this unusual air of conviviality shown by the staff? Such brimming fervour hadn't been witnessed at this station since the day a new teabag had been ceremoniously dunked in the Ascot boiler. But today was something different. Today would see the unveiling of BR's new and gleaming passenger train, the Silver Bullet Express. A machine so technologically advanced, it can leave every train in the country standing. Mind you, a show of hands in the wheel-tapper's cabin can do that any day of the week. Nevertheless, this was the train of the future that BR were confident would take them surging through the 80s and well into the 19th century. Meanwhile, the first passengers were beginning to board.
Pardon me, boy, is this the Silver Bullet Express to Aberdeen?
That's right, sir.
Oh, good, then I'll just get my
sorry,
things...
Sorry, sir, sorry. What? This carriage is reserved for interesting characters only.
What?
Have you ever seen a disaster movie, sir? Eh? Have you?
Yes.
All the interesting characters sit together to form the plots and subplots. And all the boring extras sit at the back out of focus. So if you don't mind, sir...
But wait, I am an interesting character.
Really?
Yes.
I'll just check my list out. Are you Sister Sophie, the Jewish nun, with a saxophone in one hand and a Toblerone in the other?
No.
No. Then are you an Arab terrorist with strange lumps under your jalabi?
No.
Are you a page three model wearing a petticoat that can be ripped off and used as bandages?
No.
Then I'm sorry, sir, you'll just have to say...
No, but I am an interesting character. I'm a famous neurosurgeon, you see, but I've lost my memory after being buried alive in the great Manchester earthquake.
I don't remember an earthquake in Manchester.
Well, there you are, then, you see.
Sorry, you're still not very interested.
Oh, wait. There is something else. I have a bomb in my attaché case, and it's time to go off as we pass through Doncaster Central.
Well, Doncaster Central could do with a bit of a tidy up, I suppose. All right, get aboard.
Thank you.
You must be Sister Sophie, the Jewish nun with the sex effect.
Well, I'm not an Arab terrorist with lumps under my jalabi, am I? Hey, tell me something. Is this the Silver Bullet Express?
That's right, sister.
Good. I'm going to Israel to spend Hanukkah with my family.
Israel? This train's going to Aberdeen.
Only God knows the ways of British Rail, my son. And even he gets it wrong sometimes.
Over here, Miss Copson. Big smile, please.
Miss Copson, anything to say to our readers before you depart?
Yes, darlings. You can tell your readers that Gloria Hollywood Copson is making another comeback.
God!
Pardon? What is it? Mr. DeMille wants me to star in the big screen version of Dynasty.
Miss Copson, you're 97 years old. What part can you possibly play in Dynasty?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, darling? I'm playing Joan Collins' daughter.
Gangway there. Make way for a young patient who's being rushed to Aberdeen for urgent medical treatment. Gangway.
Hang on. He looks fit enough to me. What's wrong with him?
Well, can't you tell by that vacant stare, that pallid complexion, and that pitiful look on his face?
Dude, tell me he's...
That's right. He's seriously addicted to the young liberal.
Poor soul. Get him aboard. I'll fix the bedpan. Well, there you are, Robin. You see, another blatant example of derision aimed constantly at the Liberal Party. And it's not fair. As you know, it's the Liberals' ultimate ambition to take politics out of government.
Yes, but will you answer my original question? There's a by-election coming up. Do politicians become more friendly towards interviewers at election time, Mr. Steele? Or may I call you David?
Yes, of course you can.
Or Dave?
Certainly.
What if I call you Buttonhead?
That's fine by me.
Or demented, imbecilic, brainless buffoon.
Be my guest, I don't mind.
It's settled then, I'll just call you Geoffrey Archer.
Oh, come on, Robin, I mean, there are limits, you know. What did she say?
She said, if anyone can find her dentures, will they bring them to the office, chop, chop.
Meanwhile, as the interesting characters were settling into their seats, little did they know of the drama that was unfolding in the main shunting shed.
Look here, shoddy. I'm the driver of this train.
As you look here, Higgins, I'm the designer of this train.
Well, that's cleverly established who we are.
Right, let's go to the rails.
It's the overall design of the substructure, shoddy. You've cut corners on safety and materials to pay off your gambling debts and to give this movie a basic plot.
Rubbish.
I know it is, but the writer's not exactly Frederick Forsyth, is he?
The Silver Bullet is my mistress, Higgins. There's nothing wrong with her design.
Oh, no. Have you seen the brake shoes?
What's wrong with the brake shoes?
They're made out of old hush puppies. That's what's wrong. And that so-called turbo impulse reciprocating fuel chamber.
What about it?
It's a carburetor from a 65 Anglia. You cleaned up the brasso. It's not...
Look, Higgins, if you don't take that train out, I'll tell the authorities about your addiction to hallucinatory drugs.
What addiction to hallucinatory drugs?
Come down off the ceiling and I'll tell you.
Sir, it's blackmail, is it? Very well, Shoddy. I'll drive your train. But if I get through to Aberdeen without loss of life, I won't nominate him for an Oscar, right?
Oh, it's a deal. Now, get out and get that engine warmed up.
Meanwhile, the station clock ticked relentlessly on towards 0 hour. But,
what?
Clock's picked up again. Get the sundial out, will you?
What's the sundial?
Interesting character, coach. Now had its full complement of interesting characters, except for the page three model, who is being detained in the security officer's back room.
Here, officer, are you sure this is normal practice before I'm allowed on the train?
What's that, my dear?
Body searching.
Afraid it is, my dear. Security and all that.
Yes, but why do I have to body search you?
Well, that's only fair, isn't it? Besides, we had a chap yesterday who appeared to have something strapped to his leg.
Who?
Mick Jagger, but it was a false alarm. Now, tell me, do you remember Itmar?
Itmar? Well, I've heard of it, yes.
Good. Big breaths?
Yes, and I'm only 16.
What an amazing memory you have for old jokes, my dear.
Hello, King's Cross Silver Bullet. Come in, Higgins. This is Houston Control. Over.
Hello, Houston Street Pancras. This is the Silver Bullet. Over.
A road condition report, Higgins. You can expect gales, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, tremors, turbulence, and depressions.
Not on this trip, Houston.
Why not?
I brought my own food.
Roger. Good luck, Silver Bullet. Over and out.
Thank you, Houston. Over and out. Hello, buffet bar steward. Stand by for pre-journey check.
Buffet bar standing by for checklist. Go ahead, over.
Right. Sandwiches curling?
Sandwiches curling, check.
Coffee lukewarm?
Coffee lukewarm, check.
All sausage rolls clinically dead?
All sausage rolls clinically dead, check.
Thanks, buffet bar. Over and out.
You're welcome.
So this was it. Everything checked and double-checked for a journey which would eventually see the ill-fated passengers go through the tormented regions of hell. Yes, on this line it was impossible to avoid Darlington. But of course such a historic event could not take place without due and proper pomp and panoply. No less a person than Her Royal Highness Princess Margaret had been booked to officially launch the Silver Bullet.
Deals, contracts, commissions. Deals, contracts, commissions. Aye, aye, aye.
Here, Chairman of British Rail on line one, Mr. O'Reilly.
All right, Beryl, I'll speak to him. Oh, Beryl.
Yeah.
Take the Pekingese for a walk round the block, will you, the while?
Yeah, all right. Come on, Mr. Stilgo, walk easy.
Hello. Oh, yes, someone to launch a train, you say. Well, of course I can help you. Now, how much were you thinking of spending? I'll see. Beryl, bring the Pekingese back, will you? What? You don't want... All right, all right. Look, what about Bernie Winters? He's a good boy and his family think he's funny. What? What's that? Royalty? You some kind of Shamil, my life. Do you know how much Terry Wogan charges? And besides, who wants Wogan these days, eh? He's had more public exposure than Shirley Bassey's armpits. Look... I'll tell you what, leave it with me. I promise I'll get you someone.
And so, my friends, on this legendary day for British Rail, I now ask Her Regal Highness, Princess Margaret, to launch the Silver Bullet. Regal Highness?
No, thanks. I'll have one of my Rothmans.
I name
that tune in seven.
No. I name this train the Silver Bullet. Go on.
I name this train the Silver Bullet. I-O, Silver, I-A!
Oh, never mind the speech. Just let go of the champagne bottle.
I haven't finished it yet. Give it here.
Hooray! This is it, crew. Stand by to energize igniters for warp one pulsar maximum thrust.
Yes, champagne in the distributor cap. But luckily, Nigel Dempster was there to lick it dry, and eventually the Silver Bullet shot out of the station like a tortoise with a hernia. And much to the delight of the passengers.
Anyone sitting here, Squire?
No. Yeah.
Good. That's better. Going to Aberdeen, are you?
Yes.
What is it then? Business trip?
Yes, and if you don't mind, I'm trying to read my newspaper.
Sorry, God. I'll say no more then. Yeah, in fact, I think I'll just read my newspaper.
Oh, dear.
God!
What is it?
The Daily Express. Oh, no. They ought to be locked up. Locked up in a rotten cage. Behind bars, that's where they ought to be. Locked up behind bars, yeah?
Who?
Tigers. What's it? A tiger. Yeah, escaped from the zoo, you see.
Really?
Cha. Honest, but you know, oh, honest, it makes you want to cry, doesn't it, eh? I mean, it makes you want to weep, really weep.
What does?
Peeling onions. Hey, look, woman here, beating the record for peeling onions.
Oh. Heavens above.
whipping, that's what they want. Damn good whipping. No doubt about it, whipping's the only answer. Oh, yes. A good whipping, that's what I say, whip them. Give them a good stiff whipping.
All right. Who?
Egg whites. Egg whites, see, look, recipe here for lemon meringue pie.
Look, would you mind keeping your ridiculous comments to yourself? I don't want to chat, I don't want to talk, I just want to read my newspaper in peace. Right. And I'm not in the slightest bit interested in what you're reading and your boring little newspaper. All right, yes, you read yours, I'll...
Sorry, Gov. Sorry,
will you shut up? I am not interested.
Whoa. What? Hey. Whoa, dear. Look at the size of the bumpers on that. Hey.
Really? Really? Where's that then?
Well, look, this new Volvo. Look at the bumpers.
Excuse me, sir. Have you finished with your express?
No, not yet, mate. But look, I've got the mail, mirror, sun and the store, if you want.
Oh, no, thank you, no. It's got to be the express.
What's that, then?
There's no toilet roll in the loo.
Oh, Compton, look at all those cows.
Yes, Melissa, they've always been a problem in King's Cross.
Disgusting hussies ought to be chained up and flogged.
They usually are. That's part of the job.
Wow, look at that. Now, there's a sight to behold. What a beauty. Oh, she's magnificent. Now, there's something to turn a real man on, eh? 38, 24, 38. What a sight.
Compton.
What?
Can't you forget train spotting numbers? We're on holiday.
Sorry, Melissa.
Hi there. I'm Gloria, your hostess for the journey.
Oh.
I'm here to satisfy your fancy, pamper your whims, and fulfill your indulgences.
Oh, well, in that case, I think I'd like my whims pampered, if you don't mind.
Compton! Oh.
I mean, I want the heat turning up. It's freezing in here.
I'm sorry, sir, I can't oblige. You see, in the guard's van, we have a large cargo of nitroglycerin, and if the temperature rises, it starts to sweat.
What?
And now a short pause for listeners to picture in their mind a large cargo of nitroglycerin sweating. Right, that's enough. Now... back to the story.
But there's no need for alarm, sir. No cause to worry. It's as safe as houses.
Oh, I've got a council house.
Oh, dear, we are in trouble.
Miss.
Calm down, sir. Now tell me, what is it?
It's my wife. She's having a baby.
A baby?
Yes. She's just seen the price of a cheese sandwich.
There, madam. Just take it easy now. Relax.
Tickets, please. All tickets, please.
What? Oh, sorry. Just dropped off there. Here you are.
A special pass, eh?
Yes, I'm Detective Inspector McIntosh. I'm taking this homicidal maniac up north to serve his time.
Which homicidal maniac is that, then, Inspector?
Well, this one here. Oh, my God, he's done a runner. He's loose on the train!
Inspector, my wife and her mother are on this train. Is he dangerous?
Dangerous? If he gets hold of an axe, he'll slaughter every woman on board. Is there an axe on the train?
No, but I could lend him a large cleaver from the kitchen.
There.
Yes, sir.
Is it me, or can I smell something awful?
I think it's a bit of both, sir.
Smells like burning brake fluid to me, sir.
I'll have it checked immediately. Gloria, yeah. Nip along and ask Driver Higgins to check the brake, will you?
I'm on my way, sir. Have a nice day.
A silver bullet surged on, snaking its snake-like form like a snake snaking along a snake-like line. As Sir John Betjeman turned in his grave, Onward it sped through Peterborough, York, Southampton, and Buenos Aires. The giant wheels singing their familiar song as they ate up the miles. Clickety click, 66. Doctor's orders, number 9. On its own, 27.
Okay, driver. Do as I say, and you won't get hurt.
What?
I'm an escaped homicidal maniac.
Homicidal maniac?
Yes. I blame it on society, of course. Social deprivation, urban decay, unemployment, and Robson missing their penalty last Saturday. I've butchered dozens of people, so I warn you, one more murder won't make any difference to my sentence of 2 years probation.
But what do you want?
I want you to turn this train around and head for Libya. And no clever stuff. Got it?
Libya? Now look here. Do you know that Omega is the last letter in the Greek alphabet? And that the Latin for common law is lex non scripta?
I told you, no clever stuff. Now then.
Don't anybody move.
What the?
I am an Arab terrorist, and I warn you. I have strange lumps under my jalabi.
You disappoint
me, gentlemen. The best feed line in the whole show, and you can't think of a joke? Now, turn this train around and head for Cuba.
Hold on, pal. I don't know where you come from, but in this country we form orderly queues. And this train is going to Libya.
Libya? Ugh.
What's wrong with Libya?
Oh, it's terrible.
Really?
Oh, yes. Me and the wives had a fortnight there last year. The food's awful. It's not filthy. Nothing to do at night.
So what's Cuba like then?
Oh, great. Hey, look, you fancy a drink in the buffet? We have a chat about it. I got some brochures.
Oh, good idea, Robert. And Thomas Cooks.
Higgins emitted a sigh of relief as the hijackers left. But his sigh turned to a gasp of horror as from the corner of his eye, he saw the lump of concrete hurtling towards his windscreen. Yes, the militant wing of the National Bus Company were determined to stop the silver bullet.
Hi, Mr. Higgins. The guard sent me to... Oh, no. He's unconscious, and now there's no one to drive the train.
Quickly composing herself, Gloria recalled her earlier training of what to do in such a situation. Jump out of the train. But unselfishly, she thought of the passengers, the crew, the cargo, and the expensive new tights she was wearing. She decided to radio her desperate situation to Houston Control.
Okay, Gloria, stay on this frequency. I'll get back to you. Mozzarelli.
Sir.
Get me Charlton Hess on the phone. Stanislavski.
Sir.
Get all emergency equipment to Aberdeen Central. Cappuccini.
Sir.
Alert all stations along the line. Jones.
Sir.
Get your name changed. It's too ordinary for a movie like this.
Sir, Charlton Heston on the line, sir.
Yeah, about time. Hey, Chuck. Chuck, we got one hell of a problem with a silver bullet. Driver's unconscious, a brake fluid on fire, the nitro sweating, two hijackers are on board, there's a guy with a bomb in his case, and the buffet have run out of small change. What do you say, Chuck?
Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks, Chuck. You've been a great help. Gloria. Gloria, you still there? Gloria, whatever you do, don't touch any of those controls.
Why not?
Because you're not in the union, are you?
Oh, I'm joined.
Okay, Gloria, now, here's what I want you to do. First...
I'll tell you, the driver's unconscious and the train's picking up speed. We're all going to die. I don't want to die.
Pull yourself together. Surely the guard will think of something.
I am the guard.
Will you belong in their guard? There are others waiting to use it.
Melissa, why don't we...
Shut up, Compton. Listen, everyone. Surely one of you can drive a train.
You're what? Come on.
Oh, get lost, will you? Get lost.
I say, shouldn't we all put our heads between our legs or something?
Oh, good idea.
Between your own legs, you dirty old devil.
Look, Melissa, why don't we...
Shut up, Compton.
Gloria.
I'm still here, Houston.
Gloria, we have run the problem through our computer, and if you enter Aberdeen Station at your present speed, you'll push the ticket office right through to Inverness. There's only one slim chance to save you, but, well, we think it's worth a try.
Okay, what do I have to do?
Repeat after me. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yeah, it's my son.
If anything happens to me... Will you see that my wife gets this?
What is it?
A bottle of strychnine, but tell her it's gin or something, will you?
Everybody, look! Look! I can see Aberdeen Station! Brace yourselves, everyone!
Melissa,
dear, why don't we...
Shut up, Compton, and if you've got any last words, you'd better say them now.
Thank you. Why don't we pull the communication cord?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for travelling British Rail. And we hope...
Out of my way, I want a word with that station master.
Yes, well, I know you've had a nightmare journey, madam. I do apologise for the unconscious driver, the burning fluid, the sweating nitro.
No, I'm not complaining about any of that.
Oh, you mean hurtling uncontrollably along at terrifying speed?
Yes, and we're still 45 minutes late.
Oh, great steaming Janet, get them all.
You've just been riveted to your seats by Hoodwinks, starring Roy Hudd as the Jalabi and Chris Emmett, Denise Coffey, Fred Harris and David Goodison as the Strange Lumps. The script was written whilst waiting for a connection, and the entire disastrous journey was produced by Jonathan James Moore.